Do you own a small or big business with store locations? Well, there's a massive opportunity brewing with VFriends. So make sure you go to the description of this podcast, click the link, fill out the form. Details are coming very, very soon.
This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
If you want to be upset about the world, good news. Turn on the television, open your phone and go on social media and you will be upset 24/7. On the flip side, if you want to be happy and optimistic, good news. Turn on the fucking television and take out your phone and you could be really optimistic and happy. You're deciding what you're looking at, not the algorithm. TikTok and Facebook isn't fucking you up, you're fucking you up. And so I'm very passionate about that. Dustin, can you come up here? Everyone, this is Dustin.
Dustin, what's up, buddy?
I'm gonna use Dustin to answer this question. Dustin.
Yes.
How long have you worked with me?
Almost 5 years.
5 years ago, would you consider yourself an optimist?
No.
What would you consider yourself?
I would call myself a realist, but you would say a pessimist.
Good. Do you believe in the last 5 years that you've moved somewhat?
Yes, definitely.
Would you say you're as optimistic as me?
No.
Would you say you are more optimistic than you were 5 years ago?
Definitely.
Give us something to quantify that by, a number, a percent. Give me something for the audience.
80%?
80% more optimistic.
Yeah.
Cool, thank you.
That's awesome, but that's kind of deflating for me because he's such a natural optimist. I'm not.
Yes, some people are more naturally gifted. Some people in this room were born with a fucking chest. It's just the way it is. But can every person make strides in a direction of being better at anything? The answer is yes. I think it's cool to get better at basketball. I think it's cool to get better at singing. I think it's cool to get better at skiing. I think it's cool to get better at cooking. But all of that shit is dog shit compared to getting better at being optimistic and happy versus pessimistic and sad. And so watching people like Dustin, watching basically every person I've been around since I was 6 years old, if they spend enough time with me or people that look like me, watching my own father be wildly affected by his 14, 16, 18, 20 year old son and move from deep pessimism to a neutral or 80% better has been one of the great joys of my life. And so what I used to do for people around me and now I do at scale. It's very enjoyable. It's the best feeling on earth. Nothing feels better than making someone's life better. There's a million ways to do it, but I believe changing someone's perspective, because it is completely moldable. A perspective is completely moldable. Changing someone's perspective to realizing, and it's funny, I can't believe Dustin went there, and he knows this, maybe subconsciously he went there, he knows, because he films me a lot like D-Rock used to. People say to me all the time, Gary, you don't get it, I just keep it real. I'm like, real fucking negative. You don't keep it real. What's real? You decide shit's broken, I decide it's good. Who's keeping it real? Keeping it real is bullshit. There's no realism, there is no real. Life is how you see it. It's too complex. The audacity of a human thinking they've got it mapped. On the record, I do not believe I am right about anything. I believe it's just how I see it. I know one thing, I'm 47 and have dealt with a ton of shit through my life. And when I think about my percentage of happiness and lack of anxiety compared to the enormous amount of human beings I've gotten to know in my lifetime, I will take mine every day of the week. And I'm very affected by that, especially when I have real life examples in front of my face like Dustin and the thousands of other people that I've interacted with in my life deeply and the tens of thousands that I've interacted with, if not hundreds of thousands virtually. This shit is simple. It's black and white. We must fight for happiness.
Thank you so much for listening to that entire episode. We want to remind you to give Gary feedback, so make sure you tweet him at Gary V. But if you're listening on Spotify, you can drop your comments, questions, and anything in between in the Spotify Q&A section down below. We'll see you in the next episode.